I studied abroad for 6 months in Northern Ireland. It's about 10 years ago. I spent hours walking around the cities of Derry and Belfast, taking in the culture, navigating all the politics, and my positioning. One of my courses was in Irish literature and creative writing, and this entry was kind of my train of thought ramblings of different things that went through my head when I was walking through these cities. Kind of hides memories I can never quite put enough words to from my reflections on the pavement. I hasten my step, urged on by the brutal wind of the rain. I stop at a pub, a drink, a shelter from the storm. Some would say a haven. I say the first two. Standing, rubbing the rain off of my glasses, shaking it from my hair, I order. Sitting the same as always, among those I know. Certainly among myself, in some sense of the word. On down the table, I overhear a man say, "My darling, culture is nothing more than the power of the dead over the living." I nod, a polite nod. I give a wee smile, sip on my drink, and ponder his words. Optimistically, he gives me a sly wink, sitting right next to his wife. In avoidance, my eyes fancying the shoes of the lad next to me. Typical. I'm no better than he in my wandering. It's time. Always fretful and guilty for me to go home. The taxi man routinely asks me a quick, "Where to?" His tone in between, a question and the command. Politely I answer, saying never more than I must. I rarely know what to say to the driver. Part of me's afraid to offend, to have them only hear my accent and care not of my words. I always end up wondering if my silence doesn't confirm their belief any better. I undeniably know that which I am, at least that which I think I am. Bitter blue, broken, pile of a woman, coming off uncaring only because I care of too much. To look in a mirror, I can come off unique and innocent. Can't really pull off the tough facade. It's not my looks that I'm referring to. It's the way that I wear the mood, and I smile through the sobs. I get on brilliantly with protecting old men and parental women. They want to care for me. They see something in me that remind them of someone they love, of a situation, even themselves. I sit silently in the seat, too much of nothing to even say. I stay blankly, the rhythmic rain on the glass. Quite a night there, eh? Hey, quite a night. I can't pull off small talk. I'm too blunt for it. I'm too selfish for it. My mind is distantly elsewhere, worrying what I'm late for, how much money I have left, how much time I have left. A friendly silence, sometimes awkward, unfolds. In these times, I observe. I notice the body language, the way he sits as he drives. I can see a lot physically, if you look. I can tell his day has been bad. He's also rushed. He's a charter for other people's lives. The man here, the driver, is part of something that's greater than a business. It's a community, caring people and information all over town. I never say much, but assuredly he knows information relevant of me, if any, by now. Out the window, my pavement, home, assures me out of the taxi. I pay silently. Another day dead. Tomorrow, I think, I shall walk it. I prefer my own silence. walk alone in a city full of ghosts, and I too begin to feel dead. People look past me as if I were merely a shadow in the dark, a child silently sobbing, placed in the corner for being cheeky. I mean, surely you have to be a ghost and the living look right through you, fear you, and loathe you all at the same time. My protection, a protection from it all, is the pavement. I never care that it doesn't look back. I know it's every crack as well as the contours of sadness on your face. It's sullen, walked over, seldom gets the repair needed. Really, it's laughable comparing me and you with the walkway. Seeing my approach, the aged crosses the street away from me, the youth. Just as I, with a choice, wish to cross growing old. Threat's not the age. It's the difference, the inability to empathize. What do I know about being old? And you, too old to even breathe near youth. There's a pervading energy of the past, the present. It's forever affecting the future. It's easy to feel the sadness here. It's carried around like a burdened sack of rotten potatoes on the backs of every person I pass. Everyone knows the past. I barely comprehend the present, and yet remain necessarily optimistic about the future. Hope is the thread that ties everyone together. Hope for unity, though oneself may be divided. Hope for peace, though war is as close as our own neighbor. Hope to live, to grow old. Hope to die, to suffer no more. Religion teaches us to have faith and to have hope. It also teaches us to hate what is not us. Hate the sin, love the sinner. Love the sin, hate the sinner. Ideology is so hazy, the message is lost. What message? Who really knows anymore? Little ones, dressed in green, uniformly march past me to learn. I see them daily. They never look at me. No one ever looks at me. They look at the pavement. It's a protection from me. It's a protection from you. And it's an instinct we all seem to have. Look down. It's like the water is spiked with defense. No one seems to trust. No one really knows who you are, or what you are, or importantly, what you represent. And there's a power that one commands, and they disallow you, their gaze. You're shown inferiority, denied worth, or is it reminded of your worth? It's easier to concentrate on things concrete, the buildings, the walls, the churches, schools, cars. It's easier than looking at people who make so little sense. At least the walls don't judge. The pavement never glares except from the sun. In this world around me, it's beautiful, and yet people can be so damn ugly. We break each other. We shatter like the glass dropped after one too many on the pub floor. Sometimes that damage can't be repaired. They're just scars that never heal. Words that can't be taken back. The anger resonating in another's ears and heart. The bullets that can't be unshot. The bombs that can't be unexploded. Life does not work that way. Life does not work.